Let's give this a rip.
That's all right, I'm a little depressed.
No,
okay?
That's all right, that's all right. Well, let's start first of all. Jenny, give me your last name and your role with the Grand Slam of Curling here.
Yeah, my last name is Cram, C-R-A-M, and my role is events manager, Grand Slam of Curling.
All right, so here you are in Saskatoon. This is event number what on the tour for this time around?
This is event number 3 of the year.
And it's a big deal because it's the Grand Slam Masters, I believe it is, so teams from all over the world.
So we have 16 of the top men's and 16 of the top women's teams in the world competing here at Merlot-Spelshire through the week.
The format is such, I mean, they only play 8 end games. It's not like a Canadian championship or even at the Worlds, although we're starting to see going from 10 to 8 ends. That's obviously popular, not just with the curlers themselves, but even especially for TV with Rogers Sportsnet.
Yeah, exactly. I think it keeps the game moving quicker, and I think fans enjoy it as well from a broadcast perspective and in-venue perspective.
What are some of the unique features of an event like this compared to a national championship or a provincial championship?
Yeah, so like I said, what you're seeing on the ice is truly the best on best. So we have world champions, Olympians, we also have the Canadian favorites. All are competing under one roof. So what you're seeing is the best curling you'll see anywhere.
And of course, they're playing for spots in the finals, which you were mentioning, mm-hmm. It comes up a little later on next year. So it's a big deal. Everybody's in this to obviously do as well as they can and pick up as many whatever points or whatever the case may be in order to get to that final event.
Yeah, so our final event of the year is the Players' Championship, which is held in Toronto, and those are only 12 spots on each of the men's and women's side. So they're playing for points, also playing for money as well this week.
Jenny, your thoughts on this particular venue here at Merlot-Spelshire Place in Saskatoon?
Absolutely phenomenal. Merlot-Spelshire, this is our second time here, and we're so happy to be back. It is a beautiful facility. Everyone in Saskatoon, of course, has welcomed us with open arms. We're very happy to be here.
Background music's kind of cool too. I mean, we're kind of coming up on Christmas. It's an interesting time to be doing this. The teams obviously are going to be laser focused on this, but can't help but think a little bit about home too.
No, I think so. It's a fun time of year. I think it's a time of year where people want to get together with loved ones and have some fun. So it's actually a great time to come on out to Merlot-Spelshire and see some curling.
Jenny, is there anything that I've missed that you'd like to add?
Yeah, tickets are going fast, so if you're thinking of coming down, I'd recommend grabbing them while you can at thegrandslamofcurling.com or from the Merlot-Spelshire website. I do know Friday is selling out quickly, as is the weekend, so get on it quickly.
I don't know exactly what your seating capacity would be here. I think it's around 3,500 or something like that, so I imagine it would be something similar as it would be for hockey.
Yeah, and there is actually a great second section called the Jackpot City Lounge, which is on ice level. If you have a ticket, you don't need a special ticket to sit down there, but you're right in the action. So a few extra spots that are great to watch curling from.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jenny.